sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered.
It's a good day to get gone.
Well, we're getting going again here. Morality. Doug's Good Day program.
That sounds like Doug's Bar and Grill.
It's 7 after the hour on Friday the 19th, and we're getting it on informationally up to the moment. One is down and one is on the run. And the manhunt continues for the younger of the two brothers. One, the older brother, is dead. The situation last night started with the release of these pictures and the clarification of who these two are through the course of the night and into the morning, causing a lot of mayhem in Boston, Cambridge, Watertown, Waltham, Belmont, the areas that are west of the city. Almost 2 million people basically locked down, although the lady in my life, Meredith, on her way to Buffalo, and she needed to get out. And she just sent me an email. She said she's on the pike, and she got out. So she's able to get out. Whether you're able to get in or not, I guess, remains to be seen. The lockdown is for people going in probably more than those who are going out. Although, again, you'd wonder if this guy was going to escape. They need to close the roads down to keep him from getting onto the pike or any of the bigger roads. But in this circumstance, they've got him so surrounded. There's so many police. And
at least they think they do. Well, they hope they do.
They hope they do.
Well, did she have to go through any security checkpoints, I don't know, though, or anything like that?
I have not talked to her on the phone because I was too busy trying to put the pieces together where we were going.
All right,
here.
So where are we this morning?
Email is she hasn't confirmed that or not. So what's happened, again, through the night, lots of shooting, lots of violence aimed at these two kids who first appeared apparently to an MIT police officer, and they managed to overcome him and kill him. They stole his police car, robbed
his 7-Eleven. They wanted his car. I think that's why they probably killed him. They wanted his car.
I don't know that for a fact, but they may have. Anyway, the 7-Eleven's robbed. They steal an SUV.
Kidnap the driver.
Get cornered. The driver in the car was there for a while, and he got out. They loaded up the car with all kinds of munitions, hand grenades, assault weapons. You name it, they've got it. Who knows where they got that from? That'll be an interesting story to follow in and of itself. You can imagine the media mayhem around this, the information or lack thereof, the inference, are they here, are they there, citizen journalism. I don't know if I want to say it's at its finest, but you're sure finding out a lot of stuff from people who are not being paid.
Well, yeah, a movie quality gunfight with the police.
Yeah, right. Movie quality.
One of them is shot and goes down. The other one literally takes the van and busts through a police line while they're shooting at him.
Right. This is the one, younger
one. Unbelievable.
Who in the pictures, if you saw them last night, was the kid in the white hat. Mm-hmm. The cap that's turned around. He looks like a babe. I mean, he looks like a kid.
He's
19. He is a kid.
He's got a baby face, curly hair.
So, yeah.
Listen to this. Here's the latest. As of 8:59 a.m. this morning, this kid is posting online on his Russian social media thing, saying, "We'll kill all of you as you killed my brother."
Uh-huh.
The officer says.
Goodness. The
19-year-old suspect, too, may be trying to avenge his brother's death. 26-year-old suspect one. Mm-hmm. These Chechenian-born brothers who have been living in the United States since about 2002, up in the Cambridge area the whole time.
So the tactical team is off of Route 20, they've surrounded a house. That was about a half hour or so ago. And now there apparently isn't I'm looking at this, what they refer to as a haphazard attempt to find where this guy was in Willow Park, which is the little neighborhood in Waltham. I don't see that there is, what is this business? They found a rocket in a house basement? Am I seeing that right? Was that the story?
This is the window video curtains that the guy posted and was then Skype interviewed on NBC a few hours ago. He was pointing his phone out the window, taking video of a robotic bomb robot trying to disarm or explore a what they thought was a bomb outside of his house.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. The police go into this area about a half hour ago, and they're going, they're looking, the media's in the way, so the police are pushing the media back. The media, news media, followed the police, obviously, chasing them around, trying to get the story. And what I'm looking at, Richie, says police report finding a rocket in a house basement in this neighborhood. And they notice window curtains rustling. I don't know, when do you get out of that? All right, so anyway, that's the that's kind of where we are at the moment. It's a crazy day. It's a crazy
this
world.
This is an amazing event unfolding.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, you have to think, people watching this, I remember when the O.J. chase went on. There was a story there, and you were just watching it unfold live, not knowing where it was going to end, not knowing what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's drama.
Yeah.
And
people
get attached to it. So we wonder why we have this need to feed the beast.
Psychosis.
Of the news, yeah.
It's a psychosis.
And it's such a dramatic
thing really
taking place right in front of your eyes. It draws you in.
Meredith said there were no police in sight when she got on the pike.
They're all in Watertown.
Yeah. Not a, yeah, she says nobody's...
But guarantee security at the airports are going to be crazy.
Oh, she's going. She's driving, so you're not going to the airport. But that is interesting turning. I know that. Yeah, I mean, she just went on Mass Ave and turned on the bike and bingo. All right, so that's really where
we
are.
Hold on a second.
What do we have now?
The father of one of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects says, "My son is a true angel, an intelligent boy."
The one
so
who's
they've
still
gotten
alive
to the family.
Mm-hmm. My son is a true angel and an intelligent boy. So what
claims
are these
that
people?
His son, who is still on the loose, is smart and accomplished young man.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Anzor Sarnaev talked to the Associated Press by telephone from Russia.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, the father's in Russia.
Yeah. My son is a true angel.
Mm-hmm. Well, he may be before the day's out, one way or the other. Whether he's an angel or not, but he's...
Second-year medical student.
We expected him to be home for the holidays here.
Mm-hmm. Which holidays are those?
Whatever in Russia has got going on. So the parents aren't here anymore. They came here with family. Apparently not the parents, or the parents went back.
The 26-year-old was a second-year medical student.
Yeah, with a scholarship from the city of Cambridge.
Unbelievable.
I bet you that guy's wishing he hadn't written that scholarship.
You just wonder. You really wonder what their anger is all about. Mm-hmm. I mean, here are two boys, or at least this young man, who's been given everything to accomplish things in life.
Maybe that
is
the problem. From war-torn Chechnya.
Yeah.
To the United States and get a scholarship. Live here since you're 9 or 16, depending on which one you are. And yet you... are hate. Fed and breed this kind
where
of hate.
Is, yeah, where is this anger
well,
coming
here's
from?
Here's a wonder about, you know, Chechnya is part of the old Yugoslavia, where all of the Sarajevo and all that stuff that went on after the breakup of Yugoslavia is a pretty rough.
Is all this happened before most of these kids were born.
Well,
most of the stuff that went down there.
You don't know what people are being.
Not the 26-year-old.
I mean, look at the people who still think the South ought to be seceded from the North.
Right.
I mean,
you
for God's sake.
Yeah, you get the hardliner parents who just drill it into you every day.
My son is an angel. That's something everybody. There's the headline to this point. My son, you wait and see.
The New York Post headline.
Yeah, that is. My son is an angel.
A true angel.
A true angel. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com. Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido, so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight, I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We continue our conversation, our focus on what's going on as police surround this house in Watertown with their guns drawn. The parents are not in America. They have returned to this area of former Yugoslavia. It's in the southwestern area of the old USSR. They say their son is an angel, and the people are choking on that, listening to it. A lot of people are now coming out of the woodwork to be associated with the story in one way or another. Family, friends, I knew this kid, he was a good kid. I knew his nephew, he's my uncle's brother's sister's closest girlfriend's next door neighbor. I mean, all this stuff is going to happen as people try to figure out what the reason is for this. These kids had a privileged background, it would appear. You could draw that conclusion from hearing about where they went to school. Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin is a very diverse and exclusive school in Cambridge. 21 after.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's 23, actually 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is in New York City. Richie's down in Washington. Kenny's out in San Diego. Jennifer is ill today. Roberta, I was thinking about what all of us who were not in New York thought. Now, I'm in Boston. I can tell the story because I'm here, and I know the area very well. I didn't know, I mean, I knew kind of World Trade Center and Chelsea Pier and that end of the city. But you're a New Yorker, a native New Yorker.
Yes.
So as you listen to all of this stuff, does it bring you back to the days following? It was a whole different kind of an event, even though the country came together. Certainly regionally, the spirit here is strong. This was not the same, at least from what we're thinking, the same kind of terrorist attack. And so until we know more, I don't want to speculate. We know how the response has been in Boston to this. And I remember you're telling us many vivid stories about how New Yorkers all got together.
Oh, yes.
The cabbies were pleasant. People for what, 6, 7, 8 months? How long did it last?
Well, the actual where people didn't push into each other, you know how on the subways people push into each other
around,
there's
shoving.
A little personal space.
Right.
I'd say for about a month, everybody respected personal space. You just didn't bump into each other on the street. You know, in New York, you bump into somebody on the street, you don't even bother turning around and saying, excuse me. You just keep going. It's, you know, everybody's moving at such a pace.
Right.
It's just New expected. York. It's even like fender benders. You get a minor fender bender, people don't even get out of their car. They just keep going. It's like, whatever.
Right.
But it was very different, and the city was very, very quiet.
It was.
I remember I went into the city about, as soon as they allowed us back in, I don't know, it was maybe 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
When they started running the trains again, they would allow us. I was out on the island when it happened, when the trade centers went down. And I remember walking out of Penn Station and stopping and saying, something is different.
Yeah.
And I realized that, oh, my goodness, it's absolutely quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody spoke. There was no music. There were no car horns. You know, the city is a really noisy place. There were no jackhammers. There was nothing. The city, absolute silence. It was an amazing, amazing thing. So, you know, New Yorkers are really, I mean, our hearts go out to Boston. We know what it's like. It's been there, done that. And we are really grateful that nothing significant has happened in Manhattan, especially since 9/11. In fact, we think it's rather amazing that there has not been a major event here. I don't want to speak too soon. I don't want to jinx it, you know. But after this thing in Boston happened, I remember telling my daughter, she goes to the High School of the Performing Arts up by Lincoln Center and has to take three trains every day. She takes the train on the east side up to Grand Central. She switches over on the shuttle to Times Square and then takes the Times Square, the number one train, up to Lincoln Center. So she's in major dense population areas, Grand Central, Times Square, Lincoln Center. And I told her, look, if you can you walk home and avoid major areas? Walk down side streets where there are no tourists. Just avoid walking in front of embassies. And I remember I would also do that after 9/11. We would just kind of like make a wide detour around anything that someone might possibly decide was a target. So, you know, we were very, very worried about her. I had her come straight home from school that day, and just we stayed home in the apartment. We didn't go anywhere. But it's tough. It's really tough. I couldn't imagine New York locked down the way they've locked down Boston.
Yeah, too big.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Low engine temps are a sign of good engine health. Friction. You know, engines that run hot are just a step away from overheating, but engines that run too cool are also in danger. Why? Low engine temps can cause dreaded water intrusion. Water collects in oil when the natural condensation that occurs in engine startups is not dissipated, typical of short trips when engines aren't brought to full operating temperature. Not only can water intrusion rust engine components, but it also erroneously adds to the oil level. An advantage of synthetic oil is its additive package, like Royal Purple's Centerlect technology that combats the hostile environment caused by water intrusion. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages, then pick up Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsleeks.com. That's barsleeks.com.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy-click hardwood from $1.39. First quality bamboo flooring from just $1.49. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we follow what most people are following who are interested and curious as to what goes on. I was interested in my children's take on this. Both of them live in Los Angeles now, but both strong Bostonians. My daughter has been posting things on her Facebook almost down to the minute, the following the chasing of these two, and I'm betting a lot of you. Kenny, as a matter of fact, let's get a Facebook update or a Twitter update or at least social media update for the folks who are following this and some of our conversations in general, so you kind of get the gist of this. As the world squirms, the one brother, the older one, described by his uncle as a piece of dirt, basically. Isn't that what was the actual quote from the uncle?
He, as a loser.
Loser.
Described him as a loser and doesn't deserve to live on this earth.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
Yet the father describes the one who is the one brother who is still alive and on the loose in Boston as a true angel and intelligent.
So these are brothers, the father and the uncle, talking about the kids. The father says an angel. The uncle says he's a loser.
The uncle says, I haven't seen the kids since about 2009.
Yeah.
And that the parents obviously have moved back to Russia. All Chechenian-born kids.
Okay. Yeah. So this is not the uncle in Washington, though, right? Who said this?
Now, I'm watching the news here locally in Washington, D.C., as well as the network news, and they have just... police taken over a house in Montgomery County, just outside of Washington, D.C., where another uncle lives, and they are searching the house. Apparently, they let the mother who lived in that house and her children leave while they searched the house. I don't think that they think this guy had anything to do with it, but they want to see if his computers may have had any correspondence with the kids.
So under this circumstance... do the authorities have the right to just do anything without, you know, they just go into anybody
that
might be related?
Up there with a warrant.
They pulled up with a warrant.
There's no doubt that they pulled up there with a warrant.
How do you get a warrant at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it's not 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 9 o'clock in the morning in Washington, D.C.
Wow, but they didn't just get it.
And, yes, you call a judge, and they issue a warrant.
Immediately. Probably over the internet. Email or something, yeah.
Right, okay.
It's electronic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is a very, when you connect the dots here, I'm curious, we've got pictures of the kid who's still alive, he's keeping the police at bay somehow or other, his name is Zokhar Sarnev, as near as I can pronounce it, I don't get anybody telling us yet that he is confirmed to be Russian, but given where they are from,
they're Chechenian,
but Muslims, because this is an Islamic state, Caucasus Mountains, this region of the world, very rough people have lived there, very conflicted area of the world, back for decades and decades and actually centuries. This is a very backward area.
Lived in
largely,
Kazakhstan before coming to the
United
States. This
is a lawless area that nobody wants to be in. You don't want to have anything to do with any of these people. The Russians were beaten by the Chechens, remember? The Russians were beaten. That's how tough these people are. And so you remember movies like the one that Owen Wilson was in, Gene Hackman, remember the plane went down over Bosnia or wherever the heck it was.
It was the Chechens who bombed that movie theater in Russia.
Yeah, this is a tough,
7 or 8, 9 years ago,
tough,
killed 300 people.
Tough, mean-spirited, angry people. And they come from an Islamic insurgency that has spread all over this area. This is where militant Islam has a base.
Now, you listen
militant Islam has a base here.
You listen to people who are coming out now this morning who knew the younger of the two brothers, the 19-year-old who went to high school in Cambridge. They're shocked. They're like,
they're
this
standard.
Was a wonderful, happy, sweet boy. It's
went to the prom.
We have no idea where all this is coming from. No, my son was friends with him, and we had no idea.
All right. So, how much American influence, you would wonder, do these kids have? The older one, it's not important at this point.
The older one was 26, right? He's the dead one.
But the younger one here,
19, came here when he was 9.
What have he and his brother learned? What has he learned from the history of the place where his parents were born and they were born? I'm just reading on more. These people were responsible for hundreds of bombings all over, like Moscow. 320 people were killed in something that the Chechens did about 13, 14 years ago. I don't remember exactly what it was. Just for a second, Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
They have been violent outside of their domicile, their corner of the world, but it's always been aimed at Russia. Never had any trouble with these guys in the West until now. And mostly the militants haven't done anything outside of Chechnya for a long time. These are not militants in the sense that the hardcore men who are in their 30s and 40s, you know, these guys that are in the drug business, they're in the money laundering business, they're in the oil business. This is a big oil area, and it is like, I'm telling you, these people, the Russians in Los Angeles, you don't want to be messing with them. And some of them are Chechens, and some of them are Muslims. Go ahead, Roberta.
Apparently, the older brother I'm reading now was the subject of a news documentary a couple of years back. It says, The older brother, who was 26, also worked out in a gym and dreamed of making the U.S. Olympic boxing team, according to an online photojournalism slideshow that chronicled his training.
The way this thing has been played this week.
He studied at Bunker Hill Community College and hopes of becoming an engineer. He took off a semester from his studies to practice boxing at a martial arts center.
Yeah.
And his brother won a $2,500 scholarship from the city of Cambridge. Says nothing about him being a medical student, though. That's what his father was claiming.
So the uncle, one of the uncles of the two men, says he hasn't spoken to the family in a few years because of some issues. But he said, however, Tamerlan, the older one, who is the loser, called him yesterday to apologize for those family issues. He said he called me to forgive me. He expressed, the uncle expressed disbelief that his nephews could have committed such a horrific act.
The controversy about this, let's turn the page back now. We've got ourselves an update on where we are at the moment.
Let me just say that the older brother said in that photographer in that documentary in 2009, that photo documentary says, quote, "I don't have a single American friend. I don't understand them."
There you go.
Seat telling.
Anger.
Yeah.
Time Magazine releasing the, this is sort of a doozy of the event on Wednesday late. They had a pictorial that hit the newsstands, basically the 24 hours after the bombing, including some pictures that are, these photos are pretty disturbing. A lot of viewers, a lot of people reading this, picking it up at the checkout counter with their children there, seeing this bloody baby, wondering whether this was necessary. And the comments on the Time website gave praise to the photograph, as well as to some of the other things. This is basically a slideshow of what happened in Boston from their point of view. And they're capitalizing. They, what are they selling this for? $9.95 or something?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are pretty angry about that, mostly because of the picture of that bloody kid on the cover. I think they're even going inside. But you know why I bring it up is because it brings you around to wondering whether stuff like this is good for certain businesses. People like Time Magazine capitalizing. I mean, let's look at the media and the coverage. You know the ratings of most talk radio shows, the all-news stations, the television stations that stick with this, their ratings will be superb through all of this. And that's good for business. So again, I wrinkle the conspiracy stuff around a little bit because I think that there are always more corners than four in a square. And so take it for what it's worth. I just think a lot of this stuff is plain good for business. It isn't good for business in retail stores because everything's shut. You can't go to a retail store in Boston, at least. It was, if they catch this kid. And now this is beginning to perturb me a little bit because it's been an hour since we had any information whatsoever about this kid. Is he cornered?
I think they have somebody cornered. And there are reports of explosions in the house that they have cornered. So they're probably very cautious about, you know, wondering whether he's still alive. You know, he could be dead and they could sit there for hours.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
An acquaintance who went to high school with the younger one, the 19-year-old Zokhar Tsarnaev, says that she is extremely shocked that he is a suspect. You ready for this? Describing him as a nice guy and shy. Is shy another word for he's really just quiet because he hates the world and someday he's going to explode now?
Mm-hmm.
I was shy.
Yeah. Yeah, look at you.
Today, would I be a suspect?
Yeah, I was shy. I was kind of a, I was kind of goofy when I was a kid.
I wasn't goofy, but I was shy.
I was painfully shy.
Geeky. Some people thought I was a little goofy.
The world we all end up here.
Yeah, here we are.
Because we're hiding behind microphones.
You know what? There's another whole story about how you end up where you are. Not necessarily appropriate for now, but think about the people that you're attracted to in life. How is it that you meet these people? How is it that you get involved with them? Is it an accident or part of the bigger scene, the bigger picture? One can wonder about that as we work our way through all of these things. Are all these things supposed to happen? Some people's philosophies are that, yeah, everything is set into motion, and these things are part of a who knows what scheme. Meanwhile, looking at the van, maybe it's to appreciate. See, when we get away from all of the day-to-day things, and we look at what has happened as a result of this, the goodness that has come out. You saw the story at DougStephan.com about the 10-year-olds setting up a lemonade and cookie stand to raise money for the family of the 8-year-old who was killed in the bombing. They raised $3,000 in a day. And so that is part of the goodness about which John Stewart spoke on his program.
I'm just going to say this to Boston. Thank you. Thank you for, once again, in the face of gross inhumanity, inspiring and solidifying my belief in humanity and the people of this country. So thank you for...
Right. By the way, I think even John Stewart is from Boston and went to school here.
Amazing. That's quite a little city you got going on up there. You know,
All right, 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T?
Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Well, not much going on today, Richie. What do you think this weekend's going to be like?
It's been a pretty slow morning so far.
Not much to talk about.
Wow.
All right, well, these things happen. And I'm betting by Monday we'll be able to get back to some sort of collective cool calm and reasonableness. Let's hope if that's been the case. I mean, I hope that we've presented most of this stuff in a way that doesn't set people on their ear, because that's not our intention. Our intention is to let you know what's going on. A lot of the important stories of the day, the news nuggets around this event, have been part of what we're pleased to have brought you today. 51 after the hour.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The search continues for one suspect still at large, the other suspect dead. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Just hours after the FBI released photos and video of the two suspects thought to be responsible for the Boston Marathon blasts, the case breaks wide open. According to police reports, it began with two men attempting to rob a convenience store last night. An MIT officer was shot and killed, another seriously wounded. There was a carjacking and subsequent police chase during the overnight hours, with the men in the car throwing explosive devices at police. One of the suspects is dead. He was transported to Beth Israel Hospital under heavy police guard. Doctors say he died as a result of blast injuries and too many gunshot wounds to count. The search for the other suspect continues with a focus on Watertown, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. This Watertown resident says his neighborhood is in a state of shock.
It's been terrifying. I can't describe it right now. It's unexpected, middle of the night. Gunfires go off, explosions go off.
That is a reference to the controlled detonation of suspicious packages found around Watertown, and we're quickly learning more about these two men, said to be brothers. The remaining suspect still being sought has been identified as Zokhar Zarnaev. The brothers are reportedly from Chechnya. They've apparently been in the U.S. for about a year and are legal permanent residents. As this search continues, public transportation
transportation in and around Boston has been shut down. All schools are closed. Many Boston area businesses and homes are essentially on lockdown, with residents being told to stay at home and not answer the door for anyone other than a police officer. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from 139. First quality bamboo flooring from just 149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
On Wall Street, stocks took a bit of a hit yesterday, the Dow dropping 81 points, closing at 14,537, S&P down 10, NASDAQ lost more than 1%, down 38 points. We have more news that air travelers don't want to hear. It's been a rough week. A computer glitch at American Airlines led to the cancellation or delay of about 1,000 flights, and then rough weather in the Midwest led to the cancellation or delay of hundreds of flights. Now we're told we can expect delays at airports around the country next week as furloughs of traffic controllers continue. The FAA has been told to cut $637 million from its budget as part of the sequester cuts. Officials say that means making reductions in air traffic controller staff, which will likely lead to flight delays at airports such as O'Hare in Chicago and Hartsfield, Jackson in Atlanta. About 10% of controllers will be furloughed. And finally, after a week filled with stress for so many of us, the weekend arrives not a moment too soon with the thought of enjoying some pleasant distractions. Heading out to a movie is something many of us plan to do, and the summer blockbuster movie season is just about here. One of the most highly anticipated films opening in the coming months is yet another reboot of the Superman franchise.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. In my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S. How about...
Well, let's see. How about Super or even Steel, as in Man of Steel, which is the name of this retelling of the Superman tale. It opens June 14th with Henry Cavill in the title role and Russell Crowe playing his father, Jor-El. Russell Crowe, huh? Last time we saw him on the big screen, he was doing something he should not have attempted, and hopefully he'll never attempt it again. Here's another clip from Man of Steel, and this scene features Russell Crowe.
We will give the people of Earth an idea. To strive towards. In time, you will help them accomplish wonders.
And I'm Javert!
Oh no.
Do not forget my name!
If that's Russell singing in Man of Steel, they might as well just rename this Le Man of Steel Arab. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager. You're happy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.